You are the prime example of what a Muslim husband ought to be. You are the prime example of what a Muslim father ought to be. Look, we all make mistakes in lives. Understand? So there's nobody here that is perfect. We continue making mistakes. And from the beginning, so, kullu bani Adam khataun. The children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you and I, human beings, we are made up of mistakes. And we are bound to slip up and so on and so forth. But we can't, you know, say, the Hadith Sharif said that, so, you know what? If I'm doing something wrong, it's because it's an innate quality of a human being. No, my beloveds. We have to learn from our mistakes. Because the Hadith Sharif also states, a Muslim never makes the same mistake twice. He never falls into the same trap again. He never, once bitten, twice shy. So, like this, when we, inshallah al-Aziz, inculcate these habits, qualities, which was passed on to us by our parents and grandparents, and inshallah al-Aziz, it remains in our life, our children will also learn this valuable lesson. At one time, the kuffar of Makkah, they came to the Yahud. The Yahud told them, see here, if you want to test the veracity of this man, referring to who? Our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ask him three questions. Ask him about وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. Ask him about the ruh, the soul. What is this thing called the soul? The second thing you are asking about is ask him about the sleepers of the cave. Ask him about the man who traveled to the extreme ends of the earth, the east and the west. Ask him about this person as well. Who was this? In reference to Zulqarnain. If he answers you, he's true in what he's saying, he's a Nabi. And if he's unable to answer you, then know from this examination that he is false in his claim of Nubuwwat and Prophethood. Now how did they know the answers to these questions? Obviously, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam had come over the centuries. The most number of Anbiya that came to the Bani Israel. So they were already told about Dhulqarnain. They were already told about the sleepers of the cave, etc. So they thought, wonderful, let us go and we'll take this to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, no problem, you come tomorrow, I'll give you the answer. Come tomorrow and I will give you the answer. When they came the next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because wahi hadn't as yet come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to answer these questions. My beloveds, this is the Nabi of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the closest to Allah, and there can be nobody more close to Allah than His beloved messenger, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the tarbiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He Himself mentions, the one to make my tarbiyat was none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lesson. And the lesson was what? Never ever make a promise to anyone until and unless you add to that promise, you add to it what? The name of Allah. So whenever you promise somebody anything, or whenever you want to do something in the future, add the name of Allah to it. And what's the term we use for that? Insha'Allah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Coincidentally, today is the day of Jummah, and the surah in which this ayat was revealed is what surah? Suratul Kahf. And surah Kahf, we've been taught, my beloved brothers, to recite this surah on a weekly basis. And one of the benefits of it is what? Inshallah, thumma inshallah, we will be saved from the evils and the fitan of Dajjal. There's not something we should be, you know, waiting eagerly for. May Allah take us away before such a trial ever comes about. Because at that time, to hold on to Iman, to hold on to Islam at that time will be extremely difficult. Like how it is equated, the person holding on to a burning piece of coal. How difficult is that? Anybody can do that? Nobody can do that. So at that time, the tests of Iman will be at its sternest. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being taught and is being told. Ulama ikram mentioned, And they say that anywhere between 14 to 40 days was the period in which wahi was stopped temporarily in order for this lesson to be driven home. That anything that is said, it should be said taking the name of Allah. How kind is Allah, my beloved friends? How many times in a day in our life do we mess up by not taking Allah's name? So many things. We want to do tomorrow, or we've got some plans for the future. And many, many a times we mess up by not saying insha'Allah, by not taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by not attributing our actions and plans to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't deprived us of any of His ni'mats. May Allah forgive us for being unmindful, and it all comes down to being unmindful of it in these regards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave many lessons along the way, so that you and I, the believers, would learn from these lessons. So for example, there's a story narrated about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam once made intention. And the intention that he made was that I am going to share the bed with all my wives. Yati ala kulli imratin. 99 ala kulli mi'atin. And in another riwayat, 99. I'm going to share the bed with all, inshallah Aziz, that from this union, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless me with such, children that will be born. Inshallah, they will all serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will all become mujahideen to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't have 4 wives. He had 100 wives. 100. Imagine the physical strength that the man possessed. Firstly, we're not talking about Viagra and all the stories in those days. Yeah, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them ajeeb strength. So he shared the bed with his wives. But my beloved brothers, because he failed to say the words, what were the words? Insha'Allah. Ulama explained that none of them conceived. In another riwayat is mentioned, one of them conceived, but eventually there was a miscarriage, and the baby was lost in that union. The point being, these were no ordinary individuals. These were Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And lessons had to be taught and lessons had to be learned, so that you and I would learn these valuable lessons in our own lives. And these are important lessons, my beloved friends. Because every aspect of our rising, our sitting, our moving, everything is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more we take the name of Allah. You know, nowadays also, person answers the phone. Even though the person on the other end of the line, maybe his wife or his children, but it's all, and he can see, it's not like he doesn't know who's on the phone, but it's hello. My brothers, how far have we not gone from the teachings of our deen? When we enter into our homes, are we entering with salam? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salam is the greeting of the people of Jannah. May Allah make us the inhabitants of Jannah, inshallah. What will be the greeting? Tahiyyatuhum. Their greeting on that day when they will enter into Jannah will be what? Salam. The malaika will welcome them into Jannah with salam. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. And eventually the best of all salams is the salam that our maker and creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make to us, inshallah. Allah give us Jannah, my beloveds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook all our weaknesses, our faults. There's no shortness of sins in our life. That's one thing everybody knows for sure. There is no shortness of sin and guna in our life. Allah is ghaffar al-dhunub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sattar al-uyub. Allah forgives all sins. Allah hides all our faults. Now, the other day I was just thinking about it. You know, if anybody had to know our weaknesses, if our own children, had they known what we used to do in our past, wallah, they'll run far away from us. Now, people hit us with their shoes also. If they know how, you know, what type of wrong, sins, gunas we do, sometimes in secrecy, sometimes in the open, sometimes in front of people, sometimes behind their backs. My beloved brothers, people will stay far away from us. But what an ajeeb thing. Allah has put a sattari, Allah has put a parda, and Allah has put a shield over our faults and weaknesses. Other ummats, on the day of Qiyamah, their hisab kitab will be taken in front of everyone. And the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their hisab kitab will be done in private. Why? Because we are ummatis of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, my beloved brothers, it is important that we inculcate the lessons and these habits within. It must become, second nature. Nobody stops and thinks, I need to take a breath now. We're all sitting here, listening, speaking, etc. But breathing is something that comes natural. These terminologies need to become natural in our life. It needs to become our second nature. You're not even supposed to think about it. MashaAllah, when you see something well, when you see something good, Alhamdulillah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His, you know, His countless ni'mats, bounties, boons, favors that He's blessed us with, without us even being worthy of it. InshaAllah, whenever we are planning or plotting on doing something, and inshaAllah, we'll see fulfillment, and we'll see it come to fruition. So once upon a time, amongst the Bani Israel, there was a murder that took place. Now the murderer, they couldn't catch him. They couldn't find who the murderer was. So they came to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they came for help that we need to locate the murderer of this particular individual. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah and the hukam comes. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the command. Musa tell them, slaughter a cow and take the meat. Hit it onto the body of the dead person, strike it onto the body of the dead person, his ruh will come, be returned to him, he will stand up, he'll point out who the murderer is, and he will die again. So when he informed his people, that this is the directives, and this is the instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, what they said? They said, O Musa, you're making a mockery of us. أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا You're joking with us. We're telling you a murder took place, you tell us cut a cow. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, what he said? He said, if deen was based on our logic, nobody will make masa on the top of the moza. Where they'll make masa? At the bottom of the moza. Because that's logic. A person, you know, lets out wind. He passes wind. And he's washing his face, meaning he's making wuzu. So deen is not based on our logic. Deen is based on the commands of Allah and the way and the tariqah shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So after much back and forth, they tell Musa, okay, you must slaughter a cow. What type of cow must we slaughter? Yubayyin lana mahi. Tell us what should be the age of the cow? Must it be young cow? Must it be an old cow? Ask Allah what must be the age of this cow? Now unnecessary questions are being asked. إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون. The cow shouldn't be too young, neither should it be too old, somewhere in between, but listen, فافعلوا ما تؤمرون. Do what you've been told to do. Stop asking unnecessary questions. So anyway, they went back. Then they came again. يبين لنا ما لونها. Musa, we know the age. What color must the cow be? Foolishness, isn't it? So what color must the cow be? Safra'u, the cow must be, it must be yellowish in color. The cow must be striking in its appearance. So now they got the age, now they got the color. They went, they came back. Musa, lot of cows are, you know, are middle age, and lot of cows are yellow in color. Tell us, give us more detail with regards to this cow. So the more questions they are asking, the more difficult it is becoming for them. Till eventually they are told, this cow needs to be such that it should not have been used for tilling the soil, nor for plowing the land. Not used in irrigation, nor in plowing the land. That is the type of the cow. Inna insha'allahu. And if Allah wills, they said, now we'll find this cow. Because we got all, ulama say, had they not used the word insha'allah, they would have never ever been able to find such a cow. And if they just listened in the first place when they told, just go and slaughter the cow, everything will be sorted out, then they wouldn't have paid an arm and a leg for it. Because they eventually, what was the price? They found this description, middle-aged, yellow, and it wasn't used for any farm work whatsoever. It was with this one boy whose father had passed away. His father was a very pious person. And now he needed to sell the cow because things were difficult at home. And they saw that this young boy, he's got this cow. And they offered him and offered him and offered him. He said, I will settle on the price that my mother is happy with. And what did she say? That this cow, once it's cut and slaughtered, all the gold that you can fill into its hide, that will be the price. They would have paid a couple of pennies for it if they just listened the first time. But now they made their own lives difficult. And that's eventually the price and the amount that they had to pay. The lesson is, my beloveds, that if in our own lives, we remove the name of Allah, there's no barakat in our dealings, there's no barakat in our home, there's no barakat in our food, nothing. In our marriages and everything is void of barakah. And barakah is something that we all need and require in our life. My beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, so that every single part of this deen is there to show us, to teach us, to help us, to guide us. And when that will be a norm in our life, you see, when our intentions are noble, then we learn many, many lessons from this. For example, there was, one Imam of Qira. He was known as Imam Shatibiyya. Now, he came from Spain. Now, if I tell you Spain, there's only two names you can think of if I tell you Spain. Am I right? One is Real Madrid. The other one is probably Barcelona. There's only two names you know about Spain. But Spain belonged to the Muslims for more than 700 years. Spain was ruled by the Muslims. And today we're only talking football. My beloved brothers, there was one such Imam of Qira that came from Spain. He was known as Imam Shatibi. He wrote a famous kitab called Shatibiyya. For the acceptance of, and the ajib thing was Imam Shatibi was blind. He was born blind. And not only was he born blind, Allah gave him the eyes of the heart. So when the person has that, then see how, you know, what acceptance there will be in the world. The point is that I wish to make here is that his sincerity in compiling this book, and it is filled with, you know, the laws of Tajweed and Quran, etc. After compiling this book, he comes to Baytullah. Ulama mentioned that he made 12,000 tawaf. How many? 12,000 tawaf. And then he raises his hands in dua before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. For acceptance of this book, acceptance of this kitab. And up till this day, this kitab is widely taught throughout the world. In order for a person, for example, to become an alim, a qari, a student of Quran, it is one of the most important books that are being used in the world today. Who Imam Shatibi? So the intention and the niyyah has to be correct. And inshallah al-Aziz, when we will have the right intention, Ya Allah, my niyyah is that your deen come alive first in my own home, in the lives of my children, in the lives of my partner, my wife, my spouse, and my parents, and all those who I have influence on, then inshallah al-Aziz, we'll see deen won't die in our homes. The day your janazah leaves the home, the janazah of deen won't leave that home. But rather, because of your, you know, sincere efforts, and your plotting and planning that how deen can remain alive in your home, in your business, everywhere, then inshallah, Allah will keep the flag of deen flying high in your home, inshallah. But we have to make the correct intention. And these are just some of the ways which we can start with in order to in our homes. And the other one, inshallah, is this Saturday. This Saturday after Asr Salah in Masjid al-Hilal. There is an annual ijtima that is taking place for all the students of KZN. From far and wide, inshallah. And from 15 years and upwards, all the youth of the province are invited towards this important program that will be taking place on Saturday from Asr to Isha, and meals will be served thereafter. The purpose and the point of such a program is that, you know, everybody is after our youth. And if we leave them to run free and we leave them to be unoccupied, an empty mind is the devil's workshop, isn't it? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if we leave their minds idle and we leave them idle, so they're going to be on holiday for the next 2 months, what to do? Advices will be given. How to spend your time profitably in the next 2 months? How to make your time count? And inshallah, Aziz, that will be an asset to you, your family, and the entire ummah at large, inshallah. So this week, Saturday, at Masjid-e-Hilal, from between Asr to Isha, there will be an important program that will be taking place for high school boys and students as well. One and all is invited, inshallah. Take this message home. Tell your family members and the youth of the community as well, and make an attempt, inshallah. The fathers can come along also and participate in the program. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq of taking lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.